closely developments in our member states. And as you are aware, Mozambique has made tremendous progress, both politically and economically, over the past decades. And we believe it is important that the progress made by Mozambique is preserved and that we ensure that no attempt to destabilize the country succeeds. It is in that context that the African Union issued a communique calling for restraint and dialogue, but also stating its clear rejection of any attempt to destabilize Mozambique.
With the opposition basically crying foul and saying that the accord, the 1992 accord, is null and void, people are expressing worry that there could be a resumption of violence. How is the AU engaging to resolve this impasse?
First of all, we strongly believe that Mozambique and Mozambicans have the means and the capacity to resolve this issue and to overcome the challenges facing them. What we felt was necessary was, of course, to call for dialogue, and in this respect, we welcome the commitment of the government of Mozambique to dialogue, and we are calling on the Renamo leadership to accept that offer unconditionally. The only way to address the issues at hand is through dialogue. The government has expressed its commitment to dialogue. Renamo should accept that offer. More generally, of course, we are stating once again our rejection of any attempt to destabilize Mozambique. Mozambique has gone a long way. Tremendous progress has been made. No effort should be spared to ensure that indeed the gains made over the past decades are preserved and consolidated.
So what is the AU message here to the people of Mozambique, especially at this time when things doesn't look too promising with the threats being posed by the opposition?
Well, I think the message, again, is a message of restraint, a message of dialogue. And as I said, we are pleased with the commitment of the government to dialogue. And the other side has, of course, to accept that offer and use peaceful means in order to ensure that these concerns are addressed. And the overall message is that Mozambique has gone a long way, and the gains made have to be preserved and